The pitch to Fabian. Swing and a high drive. Belted to right center. Back at the wall. It's gone! It's a go-ahead grand slam for Albert Fabian.
Here's the 2-2. Martorella hits this in the air to left center field and deep at the wall. See ya! Martorella, a two-out, two-run bomb in the top of the first, opens the scoring in Davenport. The 2-1 offering. Dunn blisters this toward the gap in right center. It's down, and it one hops against the wall. Castagnon scores. Martorella comes around third. He scores. The throw up the line. Lucas Dunn puts the Tin Caps in front. 5-3 in the eighth.
I'm Tin Caps pitcher Nick Wisman, and you're listening to the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning at Parkview Field, 2-0. Fort Wayne leading Cedar Rapids. Derek Decker with Mike Maz. First pitch to the leadoff man, Kalen Culpepper. Drifts outside for ball one from Eric Yost. And the fourth is underway. Next pitch down and away. And it's 2-0. If you're just joining us here tonight, a lot of base runners. Only one hit in this game. Add to that a half dozen walks and a pair of hit batters, and that's how we've gotten to playing over an hour for three innings in a 2-0 game. The Cedar Rapids Colonels, though, have sent the minimum to the plate through three innings. Eric Yost has been wonderful. Just one hit batter for him the first time through. The next pitch, over but low, and he's fallen behind the star shortstop, Kalen Culpepper, who's riding a 13-game on base streak coming into this series finale. The kick and the pitch way inside, and now Eric Yost gets in on the free base party. Kalen Culpepper draws a leadoff walk, and it brings in the hot-hitting DH, Kyle DeBarge, who fouled out his first time up, not before a visit from battery mate Addison Kopak.
You talk about Culpepper, Double D. He's in the top five in a number of offensive categories in the Midwest League. Fourth in batting average, fourth in slugging percentage, fifth in on-base percentage, and OPS, he's number one.
So the righty stands in. The DH drafted 33rd overall in last year's draft. Big lead at first for Culpepper. Base-stealing threat, to be sure. First pitch called strike just below the belt into DeBarge. Nate Baez and Danny DeAndrade also due up for the Colonels in this inning. High A affiliate of the Twins. Padres affiliate Fort Wayne trying to salvage a series split on this Sunday night. The strike one. Fastball away. Count evens at a ball and a strike.
Left-hander throwing in the bullpen for Cedar Rapids down the left field line.
And not all that surprised by that, Mike, because Hidalgo ended the third inning with 75 pitches. Six walks for him tonight. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Slider at 86 off the plate. 2-1 to DeBarge. Culpepper down at first. Fort Wayne leading 2-0 in the visitor fourth. Yost on the bump, basking in sunlight. Set to the belt. Deals. Strike at the knees. Inside half. 2-2. Dirt circle around the plate in shade, mound in sunlight. Most of the outfield still looking into sun on an unseasonably cool 62 degrees Sunday evening here in the final week of May and the eve of Memorial Day. Quick toss over to first and a check. Culpepper in with a head first dive. Yost back to the belt where he's set and another jump move over. Tag applied but late. Culpepper safe. And now Yost is out of attempts. Culpepper could be on the move soon. Widens his lead by half a step. Yost pauses and delivers. Fastball elevated at the eyes of DeBarge, and the count runs full.
3-2 with nobody out. I would bet your monthly salary that he's running on the pitch.
Less than some folks make in an hour, so I guess there's not a lot riding on this, Mike. Yost disengages there and steps back on the rubber. Stares in for the sign. Peeks at first. Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Lazily hit out towards shallow left center. Costello ranges in. Calls off the shortstop Sanabria, who did not start the game at short tonight. Hauls it in shoulder high for the first out as Culpepper retreats to first.
He missed out on picking up a quarter.
Now time for Nate Baez, the first baseman. Big first baseman for Cedar Rapids. Culpepper at first, one out, visitor fourth, 2-0 Fort Wayne. Yost, first pitch to him. Fastball off the plate inside, 91. Just missed the corner, a ball and no strikes. Righty stands in, knee-high pants, here's the pitch. Off the plate away, that time tried a sweeper, it's 2-0. And Yost has not fallen behind much tonight, Mike, but a couple batters here, top of the order for the second time. He has gotten into holes.
Really surprised Culpepper hasn't taken off from first.
Agreed. 11 swipes already. Here's the next pitch. Drifts in for a strike. Two balls and a strike.
He's 11 out of 12 in the stolen base department.
Extended his on-base streak to 14 with that leadoff walk to start this inning. 2-1 coming back. Big rip and a miss. Back pick to first. Close. But Culpepper beats it with a head first dive. Two balls and two strikes to the first baseman Baez, the Midwest League leader in on-base percentage. 485. Ridiculous number for late May. Also leads the league in batting average. Here's the pitch. Just down and away. 3-2 on a changeup to Baez. Culpepper strides away from first. Eric Yost set above the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Tapped back behind the plate. It grabbed the back point of the plate and then dribbled back to the screen. Outstanding crowd at Parkview Field for this Sunday night. Paw Patrol night at the ballpark. Chase was on the field for first pitches tonight. He's on the concourse right now, checking in with a meet and greet available if you're in the ballpark and listening. 3-2. Crushed out toward left field. Chasing back Costello. He won't get there. It one hops up against the wall and rattles around the warning track. Culpepper pulls into third, stops there. Baez right on his heels. And he has a one-out double in the top of the fourth.
First hit of the night for Cedar Rapids. Thought for a split second Campbell might have a shot, but did get over his head and off the wall in left field.
So brings up the cleanup man, Danny DeAndrade, second baseman for Cedar Rapids, plunked, thrown out at the plate in the second inning. And a base hit here could even this game. Yost works from the first base side of the rubber. He's ready and deals. Fastball at the hands of DeAndrade as he bends back out of the way. Ball one. Not much of a breeze here tonight. Temperature hanging out in the low 60s. Just a few scattered clouds tonight. Lights are on. The pitch. And that hits DeAndrade in the elbow. He's a little chapped about it. And that loads the bases for Caden Kendall. Second time DeAndrade has been hit tonight. Certainly can understand why he's frustrated as he takes a slow jog to first base. Addison Kopak comes out to the mound. Pitching coach Thomas Eschelman emerges from the first base dugout to join him.
Well, if DeAndrade thinks about it, he's a little bit lucky because it's a teammate of his who's been hit the most by a pitch this year. Adin Zhao has been hit by 16 pitches. And as you said, that's the most in all of affiliated baseball, major league, minor league, whatever.
And call it approach or unluckiness, probably a combination of both. A lot of guys tight to the plate in this lineup. Caden Kendall, the center fielder, digs in, bags packed. One out, top of the fourth. Fort Wayne leading Cedar Rapids 2-0. Open stance from the right side for the center fielder, hitting 226. The pitch. Swing and a foul. Jam job straight back to the screen. Strike one. Center fielder with 13 driven in on the season. Golden opportunity here to tie the game or potentially give the Colonels the lead. Tin Caps have been outstanding at protecting leads when they have them this season. Yost steps off and resets. Brushes some dirt off the rubber. Looks in for the sign. He's got it. The strike one. Swing and a foul off the handle of the bat toward the sweet level. Bounding back toward the lower bowl. Halfway up. And rolls into an unoccupied seat.
Yep. Yost has him set up 0-2. He's already struck out four batters tonight.
Just one hit in the inning for the Colonels. The 0-2. Off the end of the bat, launched foul, twisting out of play and out of the ballpark, right side toward the street. As part of the order, certainly the weakest hitting bunch of Colonels, the 0-2. Another punch foul onto the roof of Parkview Field. And so this is the spot for Eric Yost to potentially wiggle out of a jam. Kendall, a strikeout candidate up there in strikeout rate amongst the highest on the team. Same for Jaime Ferrer, the catcher, although he's been hot as of late. Another 0-2, sweeper away. And 1-2 to Caden Kendall. Ferrer due up next, and potentially the third baseman, Kevin Maiton. The set and the pitch. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball lands in the zone. Kendall whiffs, and there are two out.
Big strikeout for Eric Yost. But job's not done yet. Bases are still loaded.
Fifth punch out for the starter, Yost, the righty for Fort Wayne. Now the catcher, Jaime Ferrer, one of eight righties in this lineup for Cedar Rapids. First pitch, swing and a foul right back to the screen. So the start to this season for Jaime Ferrer was atrocious. 6-64 the first 19 games. Since then, he's put together an on-base streak of 13 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup 87 just off the plate. 0-2, and Yost is in position to work his way out of the jam. And since then, Ferrer hitting 390 in this on-base streak over the last couple weeks. 0-2. Way downstairs, diving stop by third-string catcher Addison Kopak on the backhand to keep that in front and save a run. De Andrade leads away from first, Baez from second, Culpepper from third. Tin Caps hanging on to a 2-0 lead in the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 87 off the outside corner. And he gets Ferrer to swing and miss. Back-to-back punch-outs with a bases loaded for Eric Yost. And he strands three. We've played 3.5 at Parkview Field in downtown Fort Wayne in this series finale. Tin Caps 2, Colonels nothing on the Tin Caps Radio Network.